This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1348. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded February 27th, reactivations from Guinea and Papua New Guinea, new schedules from Africa, Saudi Arabia, New Zealand, collisions in North America, CHU reprieved, Radio Shalom is on, Chasing Antarctica, Radio Budapest, the beginning of the end, and the propagation outlook. Many of us wanted to listen to Guinea when the strife broke out there a few weeks ago, but there was nothing to be heard on shortwave, and there had not been for perhaps 6 months. However, finally they reactivated their main shortwave frequency, first reported by Al Qualieri in New York, on February 24th, 7125. Conakry noted again. At first it was under Bucharest at 1952 UT, but clear 5 minutes later. Afro Pops, French announcements, Radio National ID. He says an urgent-sounding monologue in vernacular was heard at 20:30. I and many others promptly tuned in 7125. We believe it's on the air until midnight UT, as per the previous schedule. However, a bit before midnight, we hear those Russian tune-up tones also on 7125. They should also be on in the morning. However, when I checked at 0735 UT, February 26th, I was only hearing Radio Nederland is scheduled in Dutch. Fortunately, they're using that frequency from Holland only during that single hour. So check further for Conakry, Guinea on 7125. Meanwhile, Western Sahara, the Polisario station based in Algeria, continues to be missing. If they're on the air, it's on a frequency not yet discovered. It could be covered up by something else. They've moved around many times, as we have previously reported. There were, however, a couple of reports, but only for a brief period, that they were heard on 6380 and 6280, but not confirmed since. Usually, if we hear another West African country at all, Burkina Faso, it's on 5030. However, their daytime frequency, 7230, has also made it to North America. Al Qualieri in New York once again reported to Hardcordiax, hearing it February 24th, as late as 0900, although the transmitter was cutting on and off. The next day, Steve Lehrer in Michigan tells DX Listening Digest he was hearing it after a couple of false starts from 0803 UT in French with their national anthem. Brandon Jordan from a state park in Alabama says he's very pleased with hearing Radio Kandip, Bunia, Congo DR, February 25th at 0405 UT on 5066.337. Chatter by a male speaker mentioning Bunia. It was mainly poor with a few fair peaks. And by 0420 it had drifted slightly to 5066.332. Although SW Radio Africa for Zimbabwe is still broadcasting on shortwave and medium wave, CNET News reported in mid-February via Kim Andrew Elliott that they're trying another way of getting their message into the country. Because of all the jamming and opposition by the Mugabe government, founder Jerry Jackson says the censors had not caught up to text messaging. It's a challenge to compress the complexity of Zimbabwean news into 160 characters, including spaces, but that's what I do every day. Kim Elliott says, who pays for the text messages? The recipient, or SW Radio Africa. Yari Slavolainen in Finland reports hearing Voice of Tigray Revolution, Ethiopia, on their second frequency, 5980, parallel to the much better 9650, February 14th at 1558. Turkey is also on 5980, usually overriding Ethiopia. In Japan Premium, Koji Hashimoto reports hearing Andanet Le Democracy, the clandestine for Ethiopia, on a new frequency at a new time and also scheduled on different days of the week, 9445, opening at 1600 UT in Amharic with opening music, He says it's now scheduled Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays only. This replaces the broadcast 1 hour later on Tuesdays and Thursdays on 7280. DX Mix News Bulgaria reports on some schedule changes for clients of VT Communications, including Radio Mustakbal in Somali for Ethiopia since February 19th. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays from 0600 to 0815 via the UAE on 15455. BBC Monitoring confirms hearing the new Eritrean station, Radio Bana, with a morning broadcast opening at 0355 on 5100. There was a song about Radio Bana and announcements in Tigrinya, other local languages, and in English, which says their schedule is here converted to Universal Time at 16 to 16:30. Also on Fridays at 05 to 05:30, and Saturdays at 15:30 to 1600. Another revised schedule via DX Mix News in Bulgaria, the Southern Sudan Interactive Radio Instruction in English, since February 19th, is now scheduled Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 0630 to 0700, via the UAE, on 15445. They also had an unidentified at 14 to 1430 on 15390 via Armavir, Russia, on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Mano Riddle in Finland says that, too, is Southern Sudan Interactive Radio Instruction, heard in English on February 13th. Starting February 20th, I was hearing something interfering with the Afropop music distraction on 17660 from Gabon, which always seems to be on that frequency, between 14 and 1531 sign-off, even though before 14 it jumps around trying to jam Saut al-Amal wherever it may be in that area. But this other transmission turned out to be in French, and I finally decided it's Saudi Arabia, which previously was scheduled in French from 14 to 16 on 21600. The signal starts to fade out, but on some days it holds up after Afropop goes off at 15:31, when I could be sure it was, in fact, Saudi Arabia in French on 17660. That half hour is the best time to hear this because after 1600, there's again co-channel interference, this time from WYFR via Ascension for 1 hour. This is of particular interest because Saudi Arabia appears to go into English at 1600, but it's clashing with WYFR. Several of our cooperating DX Listening Digest monitors have been checking this out to try to determine the actual schedule, since Saudi Arabia rather unreliably turns its transmitters on and off. Here's the latest item from Bernie O'Shea in Ontario as of February 27th. He kept monitoring after WYFR Portuguese went off at 1700 and says, I did make out a few words of English at 1738. It was still there after 1800, and even 1812 sounded like a business report, but at that hour he's not positive. It's still Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Blocked again by WYFR after 1830 in French. Wolfgang Duschel has come up with a revised frequency schedule for Saudi Arabia and has been trying to confirm it by monitoring along with Noel Green. It's quite a lengthy task, and not everything has been confirmed yet, but it appears that they dropped some transmissions in Turkish in December or January and retimed some of the others. Of particular interest on this schedule is what is shown as a new broadcast in English. For many years, Saudi Arabia has not intentionally had any English on shortwave. This is on 15250 at 09 to 12 UT, also shown on 15470, but not heard there. Noel Green says, actually, on this frequency, they're in French until 1000 and then English starts. However, it's co-channeled to China. The final hour of English at 11 to 12 is in the clear, although at a rather inconvenient hour for North America. Seemingly it is audible in Europe. Also reported by Eric Kuya in Denmark. At Media Network, Andy Sennett points out an item from Arab News of December 05, the Saudi English language newspaper, saying that the head of the English service, which they've always had on domestic FM or AM, said they wanted to be on shortwave so they could be heard all over the world, and they had been promised this would be considered. More on that strange situation in Afghanistan, where we apparently have two programs on one frequency, 6700. Anker Petersen in Denmark reports via PlaidX that on February 21st into 22nd, starting at 2330 UT, and heard until 0110, he was hearing the following. And these are presumed IDs, Radio Sol, with folk music on the lower sideband, and Bagram Air Base in Pashto, presumed on the upper sideband with sporadic utility conversation. Jari Savolainen in Finland reported to dxing.info that there are two U.S. PSYOPS stations, both settling onto 6700 with separate programming, quite a mess, possibly 24 hours, noted from early UT afternoon until late at night. A few weeks ago, All India Radio was testing DRM on 6100 for domestic reception, and now they're using the same 100-kilowatt transmitter in Kanpur for their external general overseas service. Testing, that is. Thanks to Alakesh Gupta for keeping us updated about this. The first test was running February 21st and 22nd during the 1945 to 2230 UT broadcast on 7410. I guess that has been replaced, although it might be an addition, by 9950 at 1945 to 2230, testing DRM to Europe again, from February 27th until March 5th. Reports appreciated at spectrum-manager at air.org.in. Check the WRTH.com website, the WRTH monitor page, for updates on domestic broadcasting. We noticed this one, CNR2, China Business Radio, is in English between 13 and 14 UT. That's on a number of different frequencies, as previously reported to us by Ron Howard in California. Also, new times for Voice of the Strait English transmissions on 11590R, Monday to Friday, 0550 to 0600, and Saturday and Sunday, 05 to 0530 and 08 until 0830. Brandon Jordan in Alabama reports that Radio East Sepik in Wewak, Papua New Guinea has apparently been reactivated, heard on 3335, February 25th at 13 UT with a chatter in a dialect, and then the PNG national anthem, and then news in English, and weather, mentioning thunderstorms and New Ireland, and something about the PNG Electoral Commission. However, it abruptly went off in mid-sentence at 13.04 and a half. It did have a decent signal. The same also reported by Maritz von Driesche in Belgium of the Benelux DX Club. He was hearing it at 19.45 with pop music. John Wright in Australia explains the situation at the Outback VL8 transmitters in the Northern Territory, which are often off the air. According to Nigel Holmes, Radio Australia's head of transmission, the problem is the heat is usually 45 degrees Celsius, over 100 Fahrenheit, for weeks on an end. In fact, Australia is in drought and the driest continent on Earth. The new transmitters have trouble standing up to the heat of Australia's outback. The longest on-air trouble-free period is less than a few weeks, so the opportunity of hearing these stations can be rare at times. Well, that is extreme, but it seems to me they should have taken this into account when purchasing the transmitters and being sure the cooling systems were adequate. John replies, generally components are made up to 60 degrees Celsius, that is the heat they can bear, but it's still a problem when they're subjected to 45 and above for days on end with no respite. Radio New Zealand International has modified its schedule once again, as posted on their website effective February 26th. I checked it because I was no longer hearing them at 0700 on 9765, or at least that frequency is no longer colliding with Turkey and Albanian. They've replaced it by 9870, so here's the full posted schedule for their AM broadcast. No mention yet of resuming DRM. I'll just give the start time from 0559 on 9870, 1300 on 5950, 1751, 9765, 1850, 11725, 1950, 17675, 2259, 15720. Until 0558, so that covers the 24 hours, but there is one more entry. So apparently they're running the second transmitter also in AM 22:59 until 12:59 on 13840. This one is at 325 degrees, unlike all the others. By the way, on 9870 UT Monday at 0630, I was hearing a show with some classic comedy bits by Kermit and Gonzo and Flanders and Swan. Title of that show is Canned Laughter, actually relayed from RNZ National, as the domestic service is now called. You're listening to World of Radio 1348. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Steve Laren, Michigan, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. For much more info, check our website, especially the archive of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. As we reported last week, Voice of America began its Somali broadcasts on February 19th. Aaron Zawitski says the additional VOA Amharic broadcasts in the morning were canceled the day before, so it's obvious they were launched only as an interim solution until Somali could be revived. Furthermore, the large medium-wave transmitter in Djibouti on 1431 has had its schedule reduced. We believe it had been operating 24 hours a day. However, besides the Somali half-hour at 1600 UT, it seems they're only on the air from 1645 until 0400 with Radio Sawa. In other words, more or less during local night hours only. Zaharias Liangas draws our attention to freemediaonline.org, where there is a petition you may sign to save VOA programs to Russia and other media at-risk countries. Here's the exact URL for this particular petition, www.petitiononline.com/TL1122/petition.html. In checking out the true operational schedule of Radio Republica, which is always subject to change and never published, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin was surprised to hear Voice of America in Spanish on 6100 until sign-off at 0159. However, Radio Canada International is also in Spanish on the same frequency during the same hour starting at 0100. Quite a collision between RCI and VOA on 6100. VOA is not supposed to be on that frequency according to its own schedule. It's Christians versus Christians, or should I say Catholics versus Protestants, on 7455. On February 20th, I was surprised to find WEWN missing from its usual overnight Spanish frequency, 7540. This was at 0639, but I soon found them instead on 7455, where there's a heavy mix with Radio Teletype, which has occupied this frequency and dissuaded most American broadcasters from trying to use it, but not WEWN. Furthermore, not WIFR, which in the B season has also been using it, but only between 07 and 11 UT. So during those hours, we have a three-way collision between WEWN, WIFR, and whatever that Radio Teletype station is. In my location, WIFR is usually on top since they're aiming right at me. Jeff White tells us that the WRMI antenna for North America on 7385 was damaged by high winds on February 24th, so that frequency has been off the air. They're repairing it as soon as possible. That, of course, affects some broadcasts of World of Radio. Here's an important item about home antennas. You may think you can't put up what you would like because of a covenant, a deed restriction from a homeowners association. Kevin Redding on the ABDX list says, you should read this item thoroughly. I'm about to give the link. You have the right to put up at least a small antenna by federal law. It refers to transmitting antennas for amateurs, but he says, I use this to put up a TV and FM antenna for reception. Here it is, www.fcc.gov/mb/facts/otard.html. Horacio Negro points out an item from John on the UDXF group, and I've heard it too now, that CHU Canada finally changed the announcement they've been running for months and months about the problems they were facing with continuing on 7335. Now, between minutes 16 and 23, in alternating languages, every minute they are saying that they have been licensed to continue broadcasting on 7335. Well, let us hope that the Vatican and others will now take notice of CHU's existence. A new X-band station in Canada is now on the air, at least for tests, CJRS, called Radio Shalom, in Montreal. It's on 1650 kilohertz, thanks to Sheldon Harvey and the Radio in Montreal Yahoo Group for news about this. As the name implies, it is a predominantly Jewish station. And since it's been reported in northeastern North America and as far as Europe, the main interference being Radio Disney, WHKT, in Virginia. Check out their website where there's an online reception report form, radio-shalom.ca. At Northeast Radio Watch, Scott Feibisch reported February 12th another new station come on the air in Toronto. It's a 50-watt signal on 103.9 called Proud FM, boasting that it would be North America's first gay radio station. Not quite true. There were some in Seattle before. It's not clear whether it's actually on the air yet, and the call sign is not given, but it seems it ought to be CGAY. We've had several reports in Spanish and English about the Mexican feds finally busting those unauthorized AM and FM stations just across the border from San Diego. Here is a sum-up by Tim Hall in Chula Vista in IRCA. The legitimate station, XESDD 920, appears to be off. I'm not sure about the other legitimate ones since I can't hear them, XESS 1450 and XHBCE 92.1. The not-so-legitimate XESDD, that's the same call as 920, the one on 1030, is still running music, which I think could be described as Mexican oldies with some news in the mornings. The signal is, however, very weak, and it is right next to KURS 1040, under the same ownership. The not-so-legitimate XESS 620 was running classic rock and using the slogan Radio Fiesta plus the call letters. It had been ESPN Deportes a few days earlier. There may be a full-time format change. Still no change for the others, XEPE 1700 and XEBCE on 105.7. Mauricio Milano in Spain reports to HCDX, finding out the call sign, although I doubt they use it on the air, of the new Dominican Republic station on 1680, Radio Senda, in San Pedro de Macorís. He wrote to them, and they replied their call sign is HIC-82, Hotel India Charlie 82. Jim Thomas in Colorado reports to WTFDA that the El Comercio newspaper in Peru ran a story on the front page February 12th about what may be the world's largest pirate radio sting in history. A whopping 1,277 illegal radio and TV operations in Peru had been busted. It took 5,100 technical inspectors to do it. AM, FM, and television mentioned, but it seems to me there might have been a few shortwave stations, too. Many of us have been monitoring LRA 36 Antarctica on 15476, on the air weekdays at least from 19 to 21 UT and sometimes as late as 21:15. However, it appears that they're actually on the air only 3 or 2 days per week, so if you don't hear them at first, keep trying. Thanks to Chuck Boland's monitoring from Florida, we now know the real frequency for BBC's morning hour in Spanish to Cuba at 11 UT. 6095 is where he heard them, with a very good signal, so probably not too far away, as well as 13760, presumably via French Guiana. These frequencies bear no relation to the ones they put on their website. Tony Curry of Radio 6 International in Scotland says, our relays via Latvia on 9290 will end March 10th. However, this is just temporary. The hiatus is for operational reasons. We'll resume shortwave in June. So for a bit longer, it's Saturdays at 07 to 08 on 9290. Via Kai Ludwig, Rudolf Krum points out an item on the website of Radio Budapest. It says we no longer belong to Kossuth Radio, instead part of MR4, the Department for Local and Minority Broadcasts. The German service was not allowed to go ahead with planned hirings. At the same time, they were told they can no longer engage freelancers as of March 1st. Thus, they have to eliminate a weekend program. The airtime will be filled with another show as an interim solution. For the time being, the remaining team will try to keep the program running. The item is subtitled, "The Beginning of the End?" Similar remarks have been made in the Spanish service. Jose Bueno provided a clip, and also in the Italian service, according to Michele D'Amico and Dario Monferini. A meeting was scheduled for February 28th to tell the staff about the future, if there is any, of Radio Budapest. Another week has gone by, and those test broadcasts of Voice of Greece via the coastal station Olympia Radio continue, and they continue to have modulation and or carrier dropouts every few seconds, such as on 15630 around 15 UT. John Babas in Maryland, a great fan of the Voice of Greece, says this: Greece now has this one coastal station, Olympia Radio SVO. It's remotely controlled from Athens, and its postal code is the same as ERA-5. They could even be the same building or close by. I seem to think that SVO is tapping into the Voice of Greece's programs for test purposes and will eventually start using 5865, 11645, and 15630 as regular frequencies for the A07 season. Even though this station is otherwise not connected with ERA-5, this will give Greece the opportunity to hold on to those long-time frequencies and prevent other broadcasters from taking over what some call wooden registrations that have been in the HFCC database for many years. It seems to me that SVO is just helping out ERA-5 because it doesn't have enough transmitters anymore. And if these are just on the air to hold the frequencies and keep other stations off, it doesn't really matter if we can't stand to listen to them. Jari Savolainen in Finland reports hearing what is apparently the Coalition Maritime Forces, also known as www.marlobahrain.org, on 6577 Upper, February 27th at 1836, with announcement loops by a female voice and a male alternating, audio muffled, good signal, not sure of the language, Arabic flavored, mentions of Somalia. Probably about pirates along the Somali coast. It went off around 1855. Steve Lehrer in Michigan thought he might have been hearing it again at 22:25. We're pleased to see that Liz Cameron has revived her website, Liz's Shortwave Obsession, with lots of interesting info, especially about languages and religious broadcasters. It's www.geocities.com/ALERA1. SWL Winterfest is almost upon us, March 8th to 10th at Copesville, Pennsylvania. Details at www.swlfest.com. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued February 27th. Solar activity very low. Geomagnetic field quiet to active. A and K indices peaking at 20 and 4 on March 12th. Solar flux peaking at 80 March 6th to 8th, otherwise 75. And that's World of Radio number 1348. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.